You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
Hello and welcome to episode 141.
Season 6, episode 17.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
And we are back. Apologies that we couldn't bring you an episode last week, but we just could not fit it in. I was working away. I was leading some training here, there and everywhere. And it was just one of those things, I'm afraid. But we are here. Absolutely shattered. I am not going to lie. I've just come back from the boys' rugby tour to North Wales.
You're going to do a Welsh accent then. I could feel
it. Not at all. So obviously I missed it last year because it was when we were touring and I was absolutely gutted about it. So I was very much looking forward to going along this year and it did not disappoint. We had a great few days away.
Were you good about it last year? I thought the 4-hour car journey with zero chat.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes sense now.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it, but yeah, it was what it was. And we managed to. And I have to start by just saying a massive thank you to everyone who helped get the fixture. So we went on the Friday evening. We were due to play a game on the Saturday and then a game on the Sunday, and obviously come back on the Sunday afternoon. We were due to play Llandudno on Saturday morning.
Llandudno.
Unfortunately, they said they couldn't play, didn't have the numbers. So in a desperate panic, I put it out there on my socials. If any North Wales under 12 rugby team can give us a fixture, please do let us know. And as always, you guys just come to the rescue. We had Mould come and offer a fixture, which was perfect. They were going to put food on, all the rest of it. And then, obviously, the weather forecast last week, the snow. Mould was under inches of snow. So then the game got cancelled all weekend. So Thursday night or Thursday.
You being a right peck on the social. Right, guys, sorry again.
So anyway, we managed to get a fixture with Rill, which on reflection was probably not the best thing because they were so good. They absolutely wiped the floor with us. But to be fair, in Wales, they play a completely different set of rules. So in England, rugby under 12s is 12 a side on half a pitch, uncontested scrums, no lineouts, loads of other bits and bobs. Whereas in Wales, they pretty much play full rules, bar contested lineouts, no lifting and lineouts. So it took a while to adjust. But I mean, it was a concoction of kids being up till 3-4 in the morning, playing a complete different set of rules, and Real actually being very, very good. However, on the Sunday morning, because I think the kids were that shattered, they didn't stay up as late, we did manage to get a win against Conway.
Crucial win on tour.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was going off because you would not believe of all the millions of things that I did not expect happening on the tour. Guess what became catchphrase of the tour? And I'll give you a clue. A famous wrestler saying,
"Woo!"
Yeah, it became. So basically, one of the dads is one of the Sales Sharks community coaches, And he was, we were talking, we were having a few beers, and he was like, yeah, so I went to watch England under 20s train the other day. And they do this really weird thing where at the end, when they do a huddle, they go like, 1, 2, 3, Ric Flair. And then they all go, woo! Yeah, yeah. Well, that was me done then. That was like, right, that's it. Everything is woo! So obviously when we scored yesterday, it was like Ric Flair fan club. It was going on. But no, we had a right laugh. It was really, really good. I've not been on a tour. It was very Stag-esque. I felt,
yeah. To be fair, a rugby team of 12-year-olds, you immediately think Stag.
Well, I mean, the kids just go off and do their own things, and it was just a group of 30 adults just drinking, and we did lots sort of like kangaroo court and all that, and the kids were having to do like, you know.
Were you all in a barn in Sheshleham?
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, it was really good fun. I got absolutely abused for. Well, I thought I was immune because I helped get the fixture, but no, it actually worked against me. I was eating hot sauce for the amount of shots of bacon vodka I had to do.
Bacon vodka?
Bacon flavoured vodka. Obviously, the kids didn't do that. There was a few different punishments, obviously some that were more family friendly, but I got pinged for my haircut, which when I looked around the room and saw some of the states of my dad's hair, I was very...
I can see you just doing a bacon vodka. At least I have hair.
Yeah, I was very annoyed. Being too famous, getting recognised and being asked for a selfie, that got me the ultimate punishment of being pied by Harry and Charlie. And I put the video on my Instagram if you've not seen it, because they absolutely, you know, pie in the face is one thing, but if you put a pie in the face, it's just a simple tap and sort of wash. Yeah,
tap and smudge.
No, I thought my nose was broken. And they gave it such venom.
Well, they're at the age now, aren't they, where they're like, they'll push it. Oh, right, yeah. Because the crowd is there, they've absolutely nailed you.
Yeah, they've absolutely gone.
I mean, not going to lie, one of my favourite posts on your socials.
Yeah, yeah, I got well and truly. It, that much venom, there was cream on the ceiling of the room. It flew that hard off my face. So, yeah, and to the three... teachers at RIL who came over and asked for a selfie, thank you very much for that, because that was the reason I got pied. So yeah, cheers for that.
So you had what, three teachers recognised you in RIL?
Yeah, yeah.
What were they saying?
They just asked if they could get a picture, and saying that they obviously enjoy the posts on socials and stuff. But obviously we were in fancy dress. All the parents had to wear cowboy outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had this inflatable horse. So they got a selfie with me with an inflatable horse. So, yeah, it's happy days. So how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, you know, we've not been here, what, for a couple of weeks now. My son turned 4 last week, which obviously, if you've been a day one listener, you'll remember the time when Max was born, because we kind of recorded an episode maybe like a week after, and I was talking about all the funny stuff that happened at the hospital, and you know, watching Tipping Point in whilst Kim was in labour, hoping for some lateral movement in both ends. And yeah, it was amazing. Obviously, he loved it. I mean, this is a thing people might not know, because I often chatting about Isla, because my son isn't talking properly yet. He's just using single words at the minute. And but he's obsessed with Tipping Point. Always has been. When he was in hospital, when he was really poorly, about 10 months old, the only thing that would chill him out after they had to like take his blood and whatever was watching Ben Shepherd and those kamikaze drops. And even to this day, he's just obsessed with Tipping Point, watches it like every night. And then we got him like a little Tipping Point game, and he was just buzzing. Like, it's just so funny, because it's just like, and the best bit is like, he puts it in and he watches it like dribble down, and then he puts his hand ready for the winnings. It's hilarious. But then
have you ever been to like?
Oh yeah, to like Blackpool and the arcade. Yeah. Yeah, he loves it. But the problem is, you get him in, he's like me in a boozer. Yeah. It's tough to get him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had World Book Day. Which was brilliant, obviously, World Book Day. So I've got a couple of tales to share. There's one that a reception teacher shared with me, where on World Book Day, they were doing like a class read, and they were doing hand puppets as part of the read, and it was the tiger who came to tea.
Yeah, right. Classic.
The tiger who came to tea, so reading the book, the teacher, and then they're talking about the tiger who came to tea, and then out comes the hand puppet of the tiger.
Yeah.
And as the tiger, you know, and you know, you imagine, don't you, like a class of reception children, like, one kid just stood up and just flipped the bird at the tiger. Just like, whammo! Oh, man. God, you just gotta love the kids. It's just so funny. Like just he just must have hated the tiger. Just like, I'm gonna show this
tiger.
Yeah,
get your own team.
But then, so My World Book Day, you may have seen, you know, 10 days ago, whatever it was, on my socials, I went in, to World Book Day dressed as Snow White. Our class were doing Roald Dahl's Revolting Rhymes, and luckily for me, I had a double XL Snow White dress from
just in the locker.
Yeah. And I always laugh because it's such a massive Snow White dress. And whoever made it, I tip my hat off to you, and thank you for having so many materials. But the best thing was, so I got the lovely girl I work with did my makeup, and like, but she's like, she's clearly like brilliant at doing makeup, so she proper went to town. She was saying to me, like, I got up and excited this morning because I knew I was doing your makeup, like, just because she was, you know, thinking it was going
to
be hilarious.
Yeah, because obviously it's a miracle to get.
Well, I'm absolute genuine. I didn't realize my skin could shimmer the way it shimmered. It was, I looked amazing. I was like, oh my days. So anyway, so I went dressed as Snow White in this big dress, makeup done, wig on, and I go in, and all the children and the parents are laughing their heads off and they love it. But it's just across the day. So I've got two, right? I got two girls talking at the table, kind of when we're doing a task. And I said, girls, what's the matter? And then one of them was just like, Emily wants to know, are you wearing knickers under there? Right? And I couldn't stop laughing. I turned to the teacher like, no. And I turned like, it's a thong. Right? And this is comedy genius from this lad. Right? Year two comes running over to me on the playground and can't contain his laughter. Year two hadn't seen me yet. So he was laughing. He couldn't get his words out. He was like, Mr. P. He went, you look like Beauty and the Beast. And I thought, the timing of it was extraordinary. And I was like, fair play. But yeah, I mean, World Book Day is always a laugh in it. And it's always, you know, seeing the staff getting involved and the kids.
Some parents absolutely go to town with it, don't they? I mean, I think World Book Day, when you're younger, so parents of children in reset, I think the best costumes are always the younger kids, because by the time the kids get to Upper Key Stage 2, they're more conscious of it. Parents have lost all enthusiasm, because I think you can see the senior members of staff in a school on World Book Day by the lack of effort going into World Book Day costumes. You know you've been teaching for a while when you're just desperately like grabbing some cat ears or some sort of head back.
I find it,
right, there we go.
I find it funny though, seeing that. You know, he's just like, oh yeah. Like my mate from work, their class, because what we do is, we obviously encourage the children, if they want to dress up, they can. If they don't, it's fine. But the you know, we kind of give them an author or a book that the year group will be doing. So the staff will dress up from that book.
Yeah.
And so one of the year groups had, is it, what's his name? The Roald Dahl book and the Marvelous Medicine, is it? So I said to the lad who teaches in year four, I said, what are you going to be? And he went, well, I'm just going to wear, my normal like outfit for school and then just have like a spoon. And I was like, what an absolute cop out. And then a few years ago, there was have you ever heard of the Incredible Book Eating Boy?
No.
There's a book like The Incredible Book Eating Boy.
Yeah.
And a member of staff literally drew a stomach on a white t-shirt with like a sticker of a book in it.
Yeah. Absolute cough outs.
Yeah.
I'm at that point. I'm just like, what's the easiest thing I can do? Just anything. But yeah, talking of Roald Dahl, he was in the news recently as lots of his books are being rewritten. Thoughts on that?
Well, I have heard a little bit about this, and there's a couple of things. Now, I don't want to misquote here, so you might have to think it. There's something around about changing the word heavy or fat. What was that?
Yeah, so it's something
but,
like that.
But right? They changed fat to enormous. Now, if someone said to me, "Oh, you know, you're looking a bit fat," I'd be like, "Whoa, that's out of order." But then if someone said, "Mate, you look enormous," I'd be like, "Whoa."
Yeah.
Hold your horses, sunshine.
Yeah, so...
Call me a bit of fat.
Yeah. The word fat has been cut, while the word ugly's also been culled. Yeah. So, he's no longer ugly and beastly, but just beastly. Again?
Again. If someone says, like, "Oh, you're looking a bit ugly today," you kind of just take it on the chin, don't you? But if someone said you look beastly...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So in previous editions of James and Giant Peach, the centipede sings, "Aunt Sponge was terrifically fat and tremendously flabby at that." I mean, tremendously flabby sounds like you're describing me. I carry it well.
I like that, tremendously, because it's a positive. It's a positive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a layer of positivity with tremendously, then just a sprinkle of flabby.
Then you've got Aunt Spiker was as thin as a wire and dry as a bone, only drier. So this is now changed to Aunt Sponge was a nasty old brute and deserved to be squashed by a fruit. And Aunt Spiker was much of the same and deserves half of the blame.
They're kind of changing it, but it's still, like, I don't know. It's not for me. I feel like it's not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I think there's this opportunity. Like, obviously, as a society, we're moving forward with a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I don't feel necessarily it's right to then completely rewrite history. I think the best thing to do is sort of learn from it.
Yeah.
Is when you come across certain aspects, you can use, I feel as a teacher, it's a perfect opportunity to discuss why we've moved forward and to not necessarily, you know, shield children, because language like that is still out there. It's a teaching point for me. You know, obviously there's certain things that, because I think there has been very early editions of Roald Dahl things that have changed since, and then it's...
Yeah, listen, if he's like, you know, ridiculously offensive and very dated, and it's...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But in terms of, like, if you're changing the word fat, calling a character in a book fat to changing it to calling a character in a book enormous, what's the point? Save the paper. Like,
maybe the word count's just got to get up.
But it's worse. Sorry. It's worth it. You know, if you come to one of our shows, and this is not a weird segue into the tour, October, November 2023, but if someone came up and was like, "Oh, I didn't realise the other Mr. T was so fat," I'd be a bit like, "Oh, that's a bit harsh, a bit gutting." But then if someone said, "Gee, did you realise the other Mr. P was that enormous?" I'd be like, "What? Chill it out."
But what I tell you, what's interesting is,
and I see too, Mr. B, he's tremendously flabby.
I'm sure I've mentioned this podcast before, but it's called Evil Genius, and it's Russell Kane.
Mentioned it before. Yeah.
It's Russell Kane, and what he does each week is he has a few comedians, and they pick someone who's seen as either like a hero, you know. So they've done all sorts of episodes on everyone from, you know, the most famous singers, the most famous actors, to just literally anyone. And they do an episode on Roald Dahl, and it's quite interesting because it brings in that conversation, like, can you separate the artist from the art with certain things?
Yeah.
Because, but yeah, I'd recommend go and listen to the Roald Dahl episode of Evil Genius and go from there. But going back, we asked you guys to share some funny stories from World Book Day. So I've got a couple here to work through. So I once went to school dressed as a cow. Doesn't say it was for World Book Day. Could just be for anything. And I had a boy who was fixated on my udders and kept pulling them. Was certainly an interesting safeguard referral.
Used, isn't it? Fixated on my udders.
Into sea bombs. We had Ofsted one World Book Day.
Yeah.
And the head was fine.
Do you know what I always think of? You know what song I always think of now when I think of Ofsted? Right, you're going to love this. Do you know what? It's me. Hi. I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just, my thing with Ofsted at the minute is, again, they'll be striking on Wednesday. Doesn't seem to be much mention of it, but they were phoning schools on Friday to say, because of the strikes, they've decided to, instead of supporting the profession, no, we'll inspect schools now on Monday, because normally don't inspect on a Monday, they'll phone on a Monday and do Tuesday, Wednesday. But no, they feel that their inspections are too important to be pushed back a couple of days, so they are... They were phoning schools on Friday to inspect today. And there's a big discussion about, well, big discussion about how that then means every school who gets the call are going to be in over the weekend, which is just, it's just ridiculous. I hate it. And then secondly, other schools were kicking off because the schools getting inspected were getting 2 days to prepare for the inspection. And no one's going, why are we in a situation where schools feel the need to have to spend every waking moment preparing if you get the call? It's so, I just hate him.
You know that some schools will have like an Ofsted call. So when they get the call, it's like, hi, it's James from Ofsted. We're going to come and inspect on Monday and Tuesday. They go, no problem at all. We're all ready. Thank you very much. Take care.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, so I had this message. This just proves all the problems. Hi, Miss P, love the podcast and thought this might be an interesting snow day story for you. I don't work Fridays, although both my own and my children's school were closed due to heavy snowfall. We had a lovely time in the morning building a snowman, sledging and having a snowball fight. I felt happy that this was on my non-working day. I could enjoy the snow day with them guilt-free. I mean, the fact that people would feel guilty. After coming home to warm up from the freezing snow, I just sat down to play shots with them. Typical teacher, always looking for a learning opportunity. My four-year-old had just started to fleece me by charging £10 for a glue stick. Shock horror. Not even a branded one either. When my phone beat, it was a school WhatsApp group. We've had the Ofsted call. It had come through the office, but no one... Yeah, no one was in. It diverted through to the office manager's mobile. She saw she had 16 missed calls... All from Ofsted.
16 missed calls.
I know. With the final voicemail telling us that even if they didn't hear back from us, the inspector would still arrive on Monday morning regardless. They sound like...
Ofsted are treating that school like the first crush.
I know, yeah. An ex. When you break up with someone and they're like, no, leave me. And they just stalk you.
Don't dial this number.
Yeah, block.
Give me.
Block. If only we could ghost them. If only I'd seen your post and read the article you shared about Ofsted changing because of the strike action. To think that teachers are on strike over workload, but Ofsted can ruin staff's weekends with his change to inspections is ludicrous. I just hope it doesn't become a permanent change or school staff at places where Ofsted is well overdue won't dare book a weekend away or make plans for fear of these will have to be changed last minute on Friday. Of course, there was no expectation from our head or anyone's going to school over the weekend, but I didn't want to let the team down and wouldn't dream of going in to be as prepared as possible for next. And wouldn't dream of not going in to be prepared. Yeah.
It's so good to do.
But how many schools will be like that? And it's just such a ludicrous system. I absolutely hate it. I hate them. I just think that they cannot in any way, any shape or form, basically say like, oh, We have a positive impact on education. They don't. They do so much more damage without even realising. And actually, if anyone is ever wondering who to vote for the next election, when that eventually, please, happens, the Labour EdSec, or the Shadow EdSec, was being interviewed and she said one of the first things she'd do is completely overhaul Ofsted. So if that's not a vote winner as a teacher, so this is what you've got to compare yourself with. You've got to compare yourself with a potential EdSec who says, look, we're going to actually address what is having the biggest, you know, impact on workload and well-being and recruitment or retention, or an EdSec who texts Matt Hancock saying, these lazy teachers will do anything to not work.
People have been, I've seen quite a few messages and posts on the group about, obviously, TextGate. It happened a couple of weeks ago, so it's not kind of like breaking news now.
No.
I know that everyone wants ICT and Mr. P's view on Gavin. Do you know what word What word comes into your mind when someone says to you, Gavin Williamson?
I can't say it.
Mine is weasel.
Yeah.
And Matt Hancock, they think, do you know what sums it up? So many people I know on Facebook, when he was in the jungle, started putting statuses up like,
oh, yeah.
You know what?
Oh, in him.
You know what? I really like Matt. Yeah. He's really down to earth, Matt. Well, then whilst he was on there...
You're bullying him, making him do all the trials.
Whilst he was on there, he was talking about stuff like pivoting.
Yeah.
And not answering questions. And how, you know, if one of the other candidates, you know, at pivot, you'd say to them, hey, great pivot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, shut up.
They're just tall. I mean, Gavin Williamson has been sacked I don't know how many times from different jobs, and yet he's getting a knighthood. He's just an absolute...
A knighthood.
I mean, the government as a whole, like everything that's happened over the past week with Gary Lineker and stuff is just... It is just so worrying the direction this country's going in under this current leadership.
How long has it been? You know, like, this isn't a political podcast. This isn't like, you know, we're not trying to... But how long has it been going on where, obviously, your rants and stuff, but where we've kind of said, surely it'll get better. Surely.
Yeah,
common sense will prevail.
It's you vote for a circus, you get a clown. It's just the full of clowns. Vote for a clown, you get a circus.
Vote for a circus, you get a whole bunch of clowns.
You know, we've got rid of Boris, and the next person we get in is just, changing regulations to make sure his indoor pool's heated. It's an absolute joke.
Is that
Rishi, yeah.
Is that what he's done?
Yeah.
Listen, that ain't me. I'm not into politics, even though, you know, I don't mind a little view here or there. But do you know what? This is one thing that annoys me about Rishi Sunak, is... He wears long sleeve shirts on purpose to roll them up.
Right.
To roll the sleeves up, to make it look like he's doing the hard graft and the hard. But actually, no. Because like the other day, I don't know where I saw him. It was International Women's Day, and I think they had loads of girls playing football at 10 Downing Street. And he was there, stood with two footballers, with his sleeves rolled up. And I was like, don't make yourself look like you're hard working. He's probably just got out of his heated pool.
Did he tuck his tie in? Because that's what I used to do. If you're doing art in class, always tuck your tie in.
Second button.
Yeah. But he just always comes across like, whenever you hear him speak, I struggle to take him seriously because he reminds me of like a kid trying to be head boy. A kid that's just not really popular with his fellow peers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if he was, he would have been voted in the first place. But he's desperate for that adoration and for people to like him. Like when he was going on about Northern Ireland, he was like, you're in such a great position. The same position we were all in before Brexit, you absolute brat.
I think he'd be someone who would buy... You know, he'd buy a massive round of shots just to try and get everyone to like him, but he wouldn't do one.
He wouldn't do one, yeah. He
wouldn't do one.
Well, it'd be like that. He'd be the kid who goes for takes it so serious to become like head boy or head of school council or whatever it might be. And then he would get beat like he did by Liz Truss
He'd be willing to throw his mates under the bus as well.
Yeah. Like another kid who's quite popular would come along and be like, yeah, vote for me and I'll stick like a hot tub. In the school hall, there'll be like a hot tub, and I'll get like a vending machine and it'll be stocked with Prime.
Yeah.
And then he'd get no votes. He'd get absolutely no votes, and everyone would vote for the Prime vending machine. Anyway, right, we've gone well off track there, but.
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.
Yeah, back to these World Book Day stories. So we had Ofsted one World Book Day, and they came as... Who would Ofsted come as? They'd be like Mr. Smith in The Matrix. Not a book, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had Ofsted one World Book Day. The head was Phantom, the deputy a Dalmatian, and someone else was Little Bo Peep. They all sat like that in the meeting with the inspectors. If I was Bo Peep, I'd be like, oh, sorry, guys. I just got to go and round the old sheet, the old block. Getting refused to be served diesel at the petrol station on my way to work because I was dressed as Dorothy with pigtail plaits and looked like a child.
After World Book Day, I went home, got all the makeup off and got my dress off, everything like that. And then I went to Aldi and there was a woman there just in, like, you know, the bread aisle. And I just saw, like, a little Harry Potter scarf and I just went, school staff, and she went, how could you tell? You know, classic, like, hey.
It's normally the lanyard, isn't it?
Yeah.
The lanyard's a giveaway. I had to take my son for an ultrasound on his hip on World Book Day. Princess Fiona and Gruffalo, walking through the hospital, raised some eyebrows and got a few giggles. I was teaching year 3-4 and had a little girl who was relatively new to English. She was dressed as a wolf. I was dressed as a fairy godmother. She came up to me and said, Miss, I want to eat your fairy. I quickly clarified, you're a wolf, so you eat fairy godmothers. To which she grinned and said, yes, thank goodness. I worked in adult education and worked with parents in schools. I went to a particular school and parked my car. I was getting my gear together when up rocked a car. I looked up and saw a lady. She had jet black hair and a bouffant hairstyle with a red bow at the front. She was flawlessly made up with thick black lashes and ruby red lips. I thought, my God, she's made an effort. It was only when she got out of the car and I saw her in all her finery and then the penny dropped, I realised it was World Book Day and she was dressed as Snow White. It was you.
I was going to say, thanks for that. Thanks for that.
I dressed as Dennis the Menace one year and had to attend my daughter's parents' evening at 4 o'clock. As I'd previously worked at my daughter's school, I decided to just rock up in full costume and give them a laugh. Also, to fully annoy my ex, who was there with me. It worked. That'd have only been better if he was sat there as Nasha. Someone dressed as Christian Grey, including cable ties.
Oh, yeah, there was a story about that, wasn't it, where they got sent home, like 50 Shades?
Yeah, yeah. I saw one kid, because I did a little TikTok about someone coming as Prince Harry,
yeah, yeah,
and then like played the bit where he talks about his frozen penis. Someone went as well, yeah. And my best one was dressing as Miss Trunchbull and shouting at the annoying parents who stayed socialising on the playground after the bell. I could say, shout rudely all the things I wanted to, and not get in trouble.
Could you?
Yeah.
I think Miss means that. She's being well personal. What kind if she went out on the playground like, hurry up, parents, or you'll be in the chokey. None of you went out just like, oi, how about you pick your kid up on time for once? You'd just be like, right.
I went as the Cat in the Hat, had a doctor's appointment after school. I remembered to take off the hat and the bow, forgot to remove the tail and wash off my whiskers. I wonder why he was looking at me so slightly oddly.
I think that would be weird, though, because if you went in the hat and the bow, he'd be like, oh, clearly, like, you know, Cat in the Hat. But if you go just like, he's like, would you like me to be the cat? Like George Galloway and old Big Brother.
Would you like me to be the cat?
Be the cat.
That was such a weird...
She's just like, come on, kitty. And he's just like...
yeah.
And he was like an MP at the time. Just forever known as... Would you like me to be the cat?
Oh, God. Celebrity Brother just ruined some people, didn't they? I sent my daughter to preschool dressed up a week early. I was mortified. Do you remember that? I remember one time in secondary school, I don't know if I mentioned this, where one kid came into school in his own clothes because it was World Book Day. It was like comic relief. And his mum was convinced it was World Book Day. It just wasn't. And we just never celebrate, but he was fuming on the bus in his own clothes.
I always remember there was someone brought this up the other day where, obviously, do you remember Ambrose? So you'd do your GCSEs and you'd have to get a certain amount of grades to get into
the sixth form, yeah, yeah.
And there was one lad in our year who rocked up for the results. He didn't revise, didn't try, was not great in lessons, but he rocked up to school. Failed all his exams, but wore like an Ambrose rugby shirt like a house shirt, and tried to like sign up, and the teacher was just like, "You can't sign up.
Yeah,
you failed everything. And can we have the shirt back?"
During a special whole school assembly, I was asked to demonstrate modelling costumes in a catwalk style, dressed as a pirate in underpants. As I walked down the steps off the stage, I tripped, fell, and slid along the aisle to end up face down in front of Year 6. The whole school and staff sat there in silence for what seemed like eternity. I could feel every pair of eyes on me. I hurt all over but managed to get up and act as if I was fine and sort of danced out the hall.
If I'd have fell there, I'd have gone,
yeah. Afterwards, staff asked me if I'd done it deliberately, as it was just after Madonna had famously fallen at the Brit.
Oh,
yeah. No, this was about 10 years ago, and staff still mention it to this day. A very embarrassing event I shall never, ever live down.
Army peg leg.
Another one. I went as a parent when I worked in... I went as a pirate when I worked in reception. After work, I changed and went to do my grocery shopping. When I got home, my children said, "Mum, did you go anywhere like that?" Horrified, I'd realised I'd left my huge drawn-on moustache and stubble still on my face. I still cringe about it now. You'd be well confused as serving on the machine.
The Aldi guy would be going quicker than he's ever been. The things would disappear. Beep, 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 beep.
Informing a pupil's family they're being suspended, or the child being suspended dressed as a pig, accompanied by a 6-foot Oompa Loompa, the head teacher.
I mean, that's
the best, isn't it? Oompa Loompa, Oompa Dee Doo.
What do you get when you punch another kid?
2 days off.
Yeah, it was funny because like, when I was dressed as Snow White, obviously there was a little bit of silly behaviour on the playground, and then I had to go over to like these two kids who were stood on the fence having like a bit of a time out. And just there, just this massive 18 and a half stone Snow White going, "Well, I cannot quite believe it. Pathetic."
You should have been dropping in the names of the dwarfs.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're happy, but actually you're acting really dopey. Yeah. Don't be bashful now.
Yeah. Hey, Duck. Oh, sorry, that makes no sense.
I went dressed up on full Miss Trunchbull rig and got a call last minute inviting me to look around a school for a potential interview. I'd sent the application a while back and told them they only had that one date. It was so mortifying.
But the kids were like, "Don't hire her."
Yeah. A few years ago, I dressed up as a scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. Typical me. As I was laminating resources, I ended up getting tangled. My hay sleeves got caught and I couldn't move my hands to switch the machine off. And I couldn't press it. If I only had a brain. I had to shout for help.
Hey! Hey!
Tin Man comes in. Also, to top off embarrassing World Butt Day events, today being World Butt Day, not dressed up, but a job interview and face plant the cement playground when I lost my foot in over thin air. Oh, my God.
Going in like covered in blood, like, good outfit. Well played. That looks well real.
I once ran out of fuel and had to fill up dressed as the Hungry Caterpillar. I shimmied across the forecourt in a green sleeping bag with my feet in red trainers sticking out the bottom and a pair of boopers on my head. Full on face paint too. When the cashier looked up from the till, I don't know how she, to tell me to pay, she screamed. Full on screamed.
You wouldn't scream at the Hungry Caterpillar, would you?
Right, last one. I went to school dressed as gangster granny. Had a phone call from the youngest daughter who's in high school, so they don't do World Butt Day. She'd forgotten a PE kit. Could I take it at break time? Oh, and she was mortified. She thought I'd go home and change first. She won't forget a kit again, though.
Will she ever? Right, I've got a couple of tales here. Yeah, so this one made me laugh. Story. I dropped my 2-year-old off at nursery, and as I walked off, I heard her key worker shout, "Laura, is this yours?" I looked over and she was holding up a black laced thong. My daughter took it off the washing pile at home and put it around her neck like a necklace. I hadn't realised and fastened her coat over it.
That was a snood.
And then I've got a few here from this, and some of these are brilliant. So I was in year 10 at school in the 80s and was in an RE lesson. A boy in my class was acting a bit strange. The teacher noticed he was drinking from a flask and asked him, "What are you drinking?" And the boy answered, "It's only whiskey, sir." Getting smashed at the back of class.
No, the key word there is only.
"You're lucky, sir. I've only got whiskey."
Yeah. What's worse than whiskey? What is worse than whiskey? It's the worst one.
Whiskey.
With whiskey.
What's worse than... absent. Well, I can't imagine. Don't worry, sir. It's only absent.
It's only petroleum.
I was a teaching assistant in a middle school and we had a supply teacher. One of the boys kept calling out, so she added each minute he was disruptive on the board, so he would stay behind a break for that amount of time.
Old school. Yeah, tally.
Yeah, yeah.
Old tally.
The teacher asked, "What is your name?" The boy answered, "Jack." The teacher, "Surname?" He went, "Me off." She did not realise that he'd said, "Jack me off."
Oh, he's so immature.
So I had to quietly explain to her that that was not his real name.
What, the person in class?
She is a TA.
Oh, she was a TA, TA, right. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough as a TA, but if that was another pupil in class, grassing up.
And then, so the TA again, same lad, was in an art lesson and asked the TA, "Do you like bare naked ladies, miss?" The art teacher was horrified at the question and told him off. But I said, "Well, I'm not a big fan, but I like one of their songs." The day I left that school, he was in tears and told his classmates, "She was the only one who understood me."
The only one who got his banter.
Yeah. Drown your sorrows, son, with her.
Quick whiskey shot. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what someone had on the tour, by the way. Jack Daniel's Apple.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I'm not a fan of whiskey.
No, not a whiskey.
Well, there was this and another drink. Not a fan of whiskey at all, but the Apple Jack Daniel's, really nice. The other one, tequila rosé.
Oh, stop it. That was what I was on in Damn We Cutney, John. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous because if you put it in a McDonald's cup with some ice, I think it's a milkshake.
100%.
Yeah. Right, what do you want? Do you want some embarrassing stories or do you want some disgusting?
How about we go, how long we got left? What's our time?
I'm saying...
Half and half. Give me like 5 embarrassing, 5 disgusting.
I don't know if I can pick it. Right, we'll just see how it... So...
If I'm bad.
I'll give you a quick one here. I moved quickly to write on the whiteboard and farted. It's nice and quick there. Another nice and quick one. I said, "You need to sort out your spunctuation." To a year at 11 when I was a TA. Never forgot it.
Just straight spunctuation. I've never heard that.
I know what that is. That's, you need to check, sort your spelling and punctuation. Yeah. Spunctuation.
Spunctuation. I mean, good word. I like the word.
Just not to a year 11. We had offset in school. I was tasked with making their coffee. I asked my colleague, "Shall I give the inspectors Nescafe Gold or the Aldi stuff that tastes like cat piss?" A voice behind me said, "May we have the Nescafe, please?" Oh. Yeah, the inspectors were standing right behind me.
I love that. I absolutely love that from the school staff. They want to taste like cat piss, like being like, then just
give them a taste of their own medicine.
They'd have been so good.
Oh, God. A child was sent into my class for misbehaving. Told child to sit down while I got on with teaching. Then went to speak to them, saw they were covered in ink, so asked what they'd been doing messing around with and biting a pen. Another child informed me it was a birthmark. Oh, major apologies from me.
Oh, no.
That's
cringe.
That is.
That's making me cringe.
I'm cringe. I'm cringing. I delivered a parents' evening consultation to the wrong parent.
We had that.
Yeah. Told a child his brother had come to collect him. He said, "That's my sister."
Okay, then. Bye-bye now.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye now.
I said to a former sixth former, I didn't recognise them with clothes on.
That's Emily, my sister.
I started crying when a kid got upset because his cat died. Still struggle to keep my emotions in check when kids are upset.
Okay. I mean,
it's this one. This is the two.
As in, I'm gutted when kids are upset, but I wouldn't get upset on like another kid's cat.
Yeah, but well, this teacher didn't. So there's that side. You get teachers who are like that, and then you get teachers like comforting a young child who had arrived in school sobbing. Mum was with her. I put my arm around her as child poured out her woes. Seemingly, the pet budgie had been let out of the cage for a fly around the house. Somehow, it had flown directly into a hot chip pan. For some reason at the time, I found this funny. Mum realised I was fighting the urge to laugh and was not impressed. So, you're telling me? No, say it though. So bad. But you got a deep fry budgie.
So what's it for tea tonight, budgie and chips? Oh, sorry.
As usual, as a teacher, I didn't have time to go to the toilet. By lunchtime, I sneezed, and you can guess the rest.
Oh, absolute shart attack.
Yeah. A student...
I'm Neil Buchanan. Welcome to Shart Attack.
A student once very sweetly asked to put a star sticker on my forehead because she said I was a good girl that day, and I forgot it there. Forgot it was there. It was my first week in at school, and I was still getting to know the staff and meeting parents in the car park as I walked to my car. When I got home, my husband said, "Were you a good girl today?" and chuckled. I was mortified. They must have all thought I was a tad eccentric, wearing a star sticker on my forehead all day. None of them even pointed out to me.
Oh, God.
I bowed to our former executive principal. Your Majesty.
Bowed, yeah.
I told the children to be careful getting off the coach. Rainy day, so the steps were wet. Then proceeded to fall down the stairs.
I love that.
Yeah.
That when that sort of stuff happens to staff, it's well funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like, right, guys, be careful.
Yeah. This was year two class. The moment featured in the year six leavers assembly is one of their funniest moments. Then there's this one. A seagull shat on my hair and face on break duty.
Those damn seagulls.
This is a shart attack.
This is a big shart attack.
With the Roman head guy. Chris Malone, what was he called?
Chris Malone.
I was given a speeding ticket by police who happened to be working alongside my primary school as part of Road Safety Week. A pupil in my own class gave me my ticket.
Oh,
that's got to be a kid. The police are in giving a talk about...
sweetest burn as a kid there. Just like, you can get it with two fingers on your side.
What about this one? I'm not a teacher, but I used to work with a Christian charity and I'd go into school to take assemblies. I took an ironing board as part of my talk and threw it down, folded down onto the floor to jump on it like a surfer. Dude.
Dude. We're the right away.
All righteous. But I hadn't accounted for the freshly polished hall floor. Ironing board went flying. And so did I. And almost wiped out half of the reception class. Totally rot. Wipe out, dudes. I casually picked up the board and said, "When things go wrong, we get back up." Again, like I meant it to happen. Looked up and saw the teachers all giggling.
All the reception class ironed out.
Yeah. During activity day, the instructor asked the pupils if they thought the teachers should have a go against each other. The pupils really wanted this. Myself and another teacher set off. Just as I was going down the slide in front of the other teacher, she grabbed my T-shirt. When I got to the bottom, I was first. I jumped up to cheer, at which point another teacher quickly ran to me with his jacket and put it over me. I looked down. I was no longer wearing a T-shirt. Nearly died. And the teacher who had ripped the T-shirt off could not apologise enough. As you can imagine, the kids did not forget. Easily. Like Hulk Hogan coming to finish first. Hulkamania.
Yes. Surely you'd know. Surely.
It's just booking in it, taking your top off to celebrate.
Oh my
God. Took a class of year threes to the swimming pool, gave them the talk about walking sensibly around the pool ledge. Then I promptly stepped backwards into the pool, fully clothed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, security cameras on, so all pool staff were laughing hysterically, gathered to help me out. Parent helpers kindly awarded me a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do certificate on presentation day.
Parents giving the certificate. Yeah. Like it.
Myself, my LSA, and another teacher in my key stage have a somewhat of a over-familiar relationship. One afternoon, I saw him leaning over and signing paperwork for admin staff. I went to him and kicked him in the bum. He turned around at me and I started asking him what lessons he had. It took me 3-4 seconds into my question to notice it wasn't him. It was a visitor to the school signing the visitor's logging book. Well, I literally died on the spot. A member of SLT had to go and formally apologise on him to him on behalf of the school.
It's like, way! That's hilarious. I mean, it's funny, right? So So this past week, I was given a task at school where I was asked to, like, dress smartly. Yeah. Like, normally for work, I'll wear, you know, suit pants and, like, a nice polo, a smart polo, or my sports gear whenever I've sport. But for this, you know, task, I was wearing shoes, pants, shirt, tie. And I came in, and the kids, it was like World Book Day, the kids couldn't believe it, and they were going, "Why are you dressed so smart? Why do you look like a businessman?" Right, that's what they kept saying in my class. And then this one kid, I could hear him, he turned around to his mate and just went, "Mr. P looks like he's going to work." And I just turned around and went, "What do you think I do every single day?" Like, they just rock up like, "God, yeah, don't worry about me."
Right, we'll finish with some disgustings. And I honestly think these are up there with some of the most disgusting. I think one, like when I read it, a little
go disgusting.
I think it's up there.
Is that going to finish? Are you going to end it on that?
Yeah.
Just so for everyone who's listening before a nice meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It comes with a warning, this. It comes with a warning.
All right, go on, I'm ready.
We'll start. We'll get you warmed up. Right. We'll get you warmed up. Right, so year 10, sexual health assembly back in 2005. The woman made every kid in the hall spit into a beaker to prove how easily STIs can spread undetected. She then made the fatal mistake of boldly saying, "Now I bet there is no one in here willing to drink from this." A year 10 lad stood up, marched to the front, necked the whole beaker of saliva, and sat back down.
Legend!
I mean,
come on, Johnny boy! Get up there, my lad!
I mean, it makes only whiskey.
Need to take the edge off.
Oh, God. What? Oh. I mean, is it a flex? Is it a flex? At year 10, are you like, "Come on, lad," or are you going,
"Ew"? I don't know. I mean, like, because the thing is,
you know, like the cheese touch in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
In year 10, you're getting interested in relationships and stuff, aren't you? And I mean, is that an all boys school? Did it not say?
Well,
the thing is, it's like, we were an all-boys school and there was an all-girls school. And it's like, you know, if that got to the girls' school, no one would want to go near you. Prom would be lonely.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah. The thing is, we all went to school with someone who would have done that.
Yeah.
Like, well, as I read that story out, I guarantee a name from school.
Yeah.
Like, the one that came to my head was the only kid in the school who could put his eyelids back on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, he was called. He was definitely one who'd do that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a few.
I don't know where he is now. Eyelids Phil. Eyelids Phil, should I say.
What's that?
Eyelids. Eyelids Phil, yeah. Oh, God. Right.
And that was grim. But, I mean, there's just a bit of me that's like, fair play. Like, as in just like, he's took up the challenge that you can't word it like, I bet no one. As if the woman or the teacher's just left it there. I bet no one, this kid's just marched up.
I'm telling you now, that kid plays rugby.
Yeah.
He's been on some tours.
He's done that on a...
He's been on some tours.
When he was 12 at Wayne Wales.
Right. I was in my year one classroom when I became aware of a very unpleasant smell. After a bit of detective work, walking around the room, sniffing near each group of my little treasures. Think what that must look like. The teacher or Gorilla.
I always think they look like Jim Carrey, just like...
Yeah. I discovered the source. One of the boys had suffered... It's a great description. A gastric incident. Or as we call it, a shart attack. That is a shart attack. This is shart attack. A gastric incident's a great...
Yeah.
Really a great good. Description.
I feel like that's one that you could... You know, go home to your loved ones. How was your day? Not so good. I had a gastric incident. And they'd be a bit like, oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
You went home when I was shy.
Yeah. The next time I've got a dicky belly, I'm calling it a gastric incident.
A dicky belly.
And was walking around the room literally paddling in diarrhea.
Paddling. Paddling.
And muddy puddles, which had run down his legs and filled his shoes.
Jumping up and down in muddy puddles.
Oh, my poor...
Splash, 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 splash.
My poor TA had to hose the unfortunate child down in the toilets where we had a shower whilst I evacuated the children to the field for an impromptu lesson al fresco. The room had to be deep cleaned and was out of action for 2 days.
That's a tough, tough, tough break.
Right, are we going for it?
The thing is, what shoes? Did he have the ones that lit up? Because the lights wouldn't be working anymore, would they?
Right, are we going for it? This is the most disgusting story we've been sent.
Really?
I'm telling you now, this is going to...
Because there's a few that stick in my mind.
Blow your mind. What one's sticking in
your mind? One that sticks in my mind is where that girl sneezed and it went, all the snot came out of her nose, it went on her arm. And then the teacher went to get a tissue, but before she could get the tissue to her, she slurped it back up.
Right.
That turned my stomach.
This is a bit.
This is worse. This is so much worse.
Right. It's on the same line, but it's worse. Right.
Right.
Getting the children at the door in the morning. A child arrives and has a snotty / blocked nose. The mother cuddled her child, then proceeded to place her mouth over the child's nose and suck.
It's indescribable.
Oh, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I was, and I still am, shocked. So let me just repeat that for those who might have missed it. The mother cuddled her... Have a good day in school.
Oh, don't. Oh, yeah.
Slurped it.
Oh. I mean,
it's just...
The thing is, right, there is, obviously with babies... You're supposed to do that, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, obviously, babies can't blow the nose.
What do you mean you're supposed to do that?
Like, as in, like, if there's no way, if your child's really blocked up, that is recommended, I think, with babies.
Is it?
Yeah, that where you, like, put your mouth over the nose and I can't remember where.
Surely in 2023, there's got to be some sort of device.
Yeah.
That can do that. Not your...
But it's more calling the child over. The child must be. But to...
To suck it. Oh, no. I mean, there's no mention of them spitting it out.
I was going
to
say, that's where my mind went straight away. Like, is the parent embarrassed, finally, to spit it out on the playground? Is she having to hold?
I mean, get a tissue. Like, even that sometimes turns my stomach, just seeing kids with snot everywhere and parents, and you know when they wipe it up and there's like a trail across the face? Yeah.
And then they just kind of go, oh, that'll do.
Yeah. Because some parents just leave their kids snotty.
You can't.
No, some parents do.
I know, but you can't.
There's always that one child who's just got snot everywhere. And it's like, get a tissue. I love the one where they come up to you like that. Kids come up to you in class. You just know straight away, get a tissue.
Yeah.
Just hand over the Kleenex. But to suck it. Oh, God. I don't think I'm going to be able to eat tea after this.
No, that's tough.
That is shocking.
Are you having spaghetti?
No.
We want to take this opportunity to apologise for all this.
Yeah. I'm having a snot stew with a spit shake on the side. Oh, God. Right. I actually feel really sick now. Thanks for listening, guys.
I was going to enjoy the end of that, but I'm so sorry.
Listen, if you think you can do better than that, if you've witnessed something more disgusting than a parent...
Yeah, if your child's constipated and you've gone down...
do let us know and we'll share it on the next episode. So as always, please do share all your stories with us on the website, where you can also get your tickets for our upcoming tour. We have just added a date in Scotland. We are going to be coming to Glasgow on the 15th of October, which is the start of the half-term break there. So we're doing the Glee Club. So please do come along, get your tickets for that, alongside all our other shows that we're doing in October and November. And as always, follow us on the socials, get involved in the group chat. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.